The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of December, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, just living the life.
Living the life.
Living the life.
This sounds a little hot in here.
I don't know. I'll take it.
No, I'm not talking about the heat. I'm talking about the mic.
I'll take it.
Maybe I'll turn it on.
I like it.
Is it cold out here?
No. We're talking about the microphone being a little hot. But hey, we're good.
It's only 31 out there. Anyway.
Only 31.
Oh, is that it? Is that what it says? My car, I thought, said 35, but maybe, you know.
No, your car is.
I could have possibly not
car
had
is,
on.
Is a Florida car.
Well, I maybe didn't have on. In fact, I'm going to look right now. I may not have looked down with my correct lenses. No, it's 32 degrees. I thought it said 35. Brilliant outside, of course, icy for everyone. Frosty, then sunny today with a high of 52, overnight lows of 32. Hey, you know what? I just bounced in there with the weather. Nathan, how are you?
I am really good. I'm very good.
Good. You got your beanie on your head.
I am warm. I have coffee.
All
right. Yes.
So you're set.
I'm set.
All right. And do we have like a day of the week?
Okay. So I have to do two things for day of the week.
All right. Well, then
one is my favorite.
Ooh.
Right?
You go first.
It is, I don't know how many people do this, but I have a family tradition of eating ambrosia for the holidays.
Oh, I love ambrosia. In fact, yes, I was going to make it this weekend.
Yeah, see? Mm. So, yeah, and it's National Ambrosia Day today.
Oh, wow. Okay, now, do you
But I have a second one, yeah.
All right.
And it's National Poinsettia Day. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, those are total holidays.
Right.
Now, do you put nuts in your ambrosia?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got marshmallows, though. Is that
That is. You can put marshmallows and a lot of Cool Whip.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Then every kind of fruit cocktail you can stick in there. It's that, you know, if one has it in a pinch, you know, and then if you decide to throw in some, I think once you start to put anything that's slushy and strawberry in there, and then it becomes red.
Yeah, and it gets a little wet.
How about cherries? Do you put cherries in yours?
I typically like cherries in there, but if they're not in there, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
That's not a deal breaker.
Yeah. Is it about the whipped cream and the
whipped cream? It's gotta have marshmallows.
All right.
Gotta have like a melon in there.
Okay. All right. My juice is flowing. Okay. So let's go back to the weather because it's poinsettia day and it's ambrosia salad day. Frosty then sunny. We talked about that. It's currently 32 degrees. Hey, look, tomorrow. Frosty, then sunny with a high of 52, overnight lows of 30. Mostly sunny Wednesday, 52, overnight lows of 34. And then we just have frost again on Thursday with frosty, then sunny with a high of 54. Thursday night, 35, and then as well as Friday. So it looks like we don't really have any rain in the forecast this week, according to the National Weather Service. But as we know, every day that weather pattern can change. So Friday, it looks like we've got 54, and we'll cover the weekend as we get closer. And the weather is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. This business has been in the family for years, the Kenny family. The next generation has taken it over. They do so much for the community. That's 365-3794, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Carl, it feels so good to be back in the seat.
Well, you know, one thing that the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas gave to so many people was a flu. And I believe everybody came back. I think there was 23, 24 of us that were down there. And that everybody came back except two people. Didn't Bonnie say she didn't have it?
No, they dodged it.
Bonnie somehow dodged it, and she was in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of everything. And I don't know how Bonnie dodged it, except she must have a superlative immune system.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. you know, because I don't get sick.
Well, let's break it down. I think it's important that we kind of break it down, that share with our listeners. You probably have done a lot of that.
I tried to. You know, I was trying to save it, but you kept getting sicker every day.
I'm great today. Thank you very much. Back in the seat. Feel good to be back. And do what we do. And it's Christmas. It's the holidays. My gosh, it comes washing in on over you. So, you know, pace yourselves, everyone. I know that we're feeling like our cards. I'm going to ask a question. And I don't know, did they do the Black Bear Diner giveaway?
No, we haven't done it yet. It's going to play on one of the breaks during the show today, right?
Do we have any tickets to give away for anything? Well, if we don't, I'm sorry. I just got in and I got to just check it all out. But, it's now 3 weeks.
You pretty much bogart all the tickets in your desk.
Yeah. Well, I would love to know.
Is bogart still a word, Nate?
I'm a little odd.
Or is it D?
Bogart.
It's a D.
And a T, I think.
Usually they would say don't bogart. That would be when people used to pass joints or cigarettes.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I think I heard it somewhere. Anyway.
Don't bogart my coffee, yeah, Bo.
Anyway, I want to know if you think this is weird, because I really don't, with the days of when we think about, you know, we've done two major trips this year. One, we did, you know, we went to a wedding in Rome, and we did our Italian trip, and we drove all over the place, and it was fantastic. And then this last one that we took. And so as we go, I think about plastic, which is weird. How much plastic is used in our world, society today, our whole world? And I think of, like, Christmas time and wrapping paper, and I really understand how people recycle. It's important to recycle, and, you know, the Germans are great at that, because I got a girlfriend who's a German, and she saves everything. I mean, I think her mother ironed wrapping paper and saved it for the next year. Is there a problem with that? No, I don't have a problem with that. I think it makes sense now. You just have to have room to go, okay, here's my Christmas stuff that would be neat and tidy instead of just jammed all together upstairs in the attic, which is kind of my behavior. And I do want to change it. But my question is, we have 40 Christmas cards left over from last year. That picture of Odina, our horse, and Carl and I. And I'm like, do I want to go buy new? We didn't get a picture taken. We've been gone. Do you think it's tacky if we send out, because it's still a stamp and it's still we love you, it's the same Christmas card from last year? I really would love to take your call. I want those people who know us to call in and say, do it, don't do it, it's tacky, do something different. I just love your opinion, because I'm ready to pull the trigger and do it soon.
You realize it's Monday morning at 7:13 in the morning, right? There may not be a lot of phone calls coming in.
Right.
People are still waking up.
But we still have the chat pack.
That's true.
You know?
And, yeah, they're still
fired
up from yesterday.
So we went to Albuquerque, drove to Albuquerque. Okay, so we stayed, we drove the first night to Beatty, and the reason I wanted to go to Beatty, Beatty's his place, if you've ever seen it on Facebook, that's the donkeys, and the donkeys are all over the place, because the miners, when they went, and years ago when they were mining, and there's still mining going on, they just let their donkeys go. So there's this huge population of donkeys running around wild. They come up to the cars. They come up, you know, and it's kind of an attraction. But Beatty,
they love power bars.
It is just about an hour or so, hour and a half maybe, almost 2 hours out of Las Vegas, correct?
It's a little bit over an hour out of Las Vegas.
A caller about the Christmas cards? Great. I love it. Let's see. Janice, good morning. Okay, no, wait a minute.
We can't hear you. He doesn't have you turned up.
Janice.
Hi.
There you are.
Now we
what do you think?
Merry Christmas. I think you should go ahead and send it out.
Thank you. Better than nothing, right?
Yeah, pardon me?
Better than nothing, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it still means something. It's still a beautiful picture of you all. So what's the difference?
Janice, thank you so much. You warm my heart.
Did Carl get the fruitcake from Great Harvest?
No, I haven't got it yet, but thank you for reminding me, because I'm heading down there to get a fruitcake.
Oh, how nice. Nice.
I'm going to give it to my...
That is a holiday tradition.
Give it to, you know what? I'm going to give it to my father-in-law, Tom. Because, you know what? He will truly appreciate this, Janice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for reminding me.
Oh, my gosh, Janice. Thanks.
Okay. I'm going to miss hearing you sing O Holy Night.
Oh, you know what? This is the... I got to tell you, and it make me get teary-eyed here. We've got to run. This is the first year, and you know what? I just may pull something out here with Pat Karch and Lou White and do something here on the radio because this is the first year in my adult life. Okay, I'm going to be 60. I'm 64. Can you believe that? In my adult life, well, since 15, I performed every holiday season, and this is the first year I haven't. And so I cannot go a Christmas without out singing some Christmas songs.
I know. We miss you a lot.
Aw. Okay, well listen, you just made me like we're gonna clear the deck here and do like a 15-minute thing in the morning show. If I could pull my vocal cords together then.
You can pull your guys together.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Janice. Merry Christmas. Okay, hey, look, one of the things that happens when you're on a trip is no matter where you stay, no matter how good the hotel is, no matter how good the, you know, your trip is, it's your sleep at night. And one thing that we always, always love coming back to home for, besides being home and being with our friends and our
horsey
and the horse and all that, is we get back in our Sleep Number bed.
Ugh. And boy, have we had a lot of time in it lately. But
one of us has.
Sleep is where you heal. Sleep is where you rejuvenate. Completely resting your body, especially now with the changing of the season and the cold weather and being around a bunch of people and being in environments that where people are ill, in your sleep is where you get well.
And you know, Sleep Number has the ability to dual control mattress layer, which can either warm or cool you. And in most cases, one of the two partners are in bed, one sleeps hotter or colder than the other one, and this affects the sleep of others. But now Sleep Number technology has got a dual control mattress layer or blanket that allows you to individualize your warmth on either side. This is another benefit of Sleep Number. We've been using Sleep Number for well over 8 years, and we love this bed. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save $1,000 on their most popular Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Plus, free premium delivery on all smart beds when you add a base. That ends today at our Sleep Number store over at the Target Shopping Center. Go over and see Philip or any of the guys or girls over there. Lay on all the beds. Find the one that fits you. Sleep Number. 7:18 in the morning, 31 degrees out there on the 12th of December. We'll be right back.
It's still the same old story of fight for love and glory, a case of do or die.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Maspada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful,
I think I know who this is. Wasn't he like...
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky.
Wasn't he just like voted in at People's Choice Awards as like...
Is this about wrapping paper?
That is, why can't they, Ryan Reynolds, isn't it?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Gotta like the man.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is a portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Centers, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in the United States, receiving 4 out of 5 and 5 out of 5 stars. In specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical safety, which to me is a big thing, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacement. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let's go to the phones. Ted. Hello, Ted.
Are you still there?
Ted.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, what do you think about the Christmas card reusage?
I think absolutely. I think it's a beautiful card.
Oh.
I've actually still got the original one hung up because I liked it so much. So
oh.
Send them out.
Okay.
Well, we'll get another one. We'll just write something different on it this year.
Yeah, I don't even know if we can write something. We were thinking about maybe a quick Christmas letter or something like that, put it in an envelope. Well, round two. How are you, Jen?
Why not?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. We had a United States Concealed Carry instructor's class over the weekend, and, God, it was fun.
Ooh.
Good.
United States Concealed Carry, did I hear?
Yeah, yeah, there's another. They had
Carry Association.
Had a whole bunch of the Northern Firearms instructors there. And
where was
the,
that?
It's down in the.
We had it at Mr. Lighty's classroom.
In his new gun shop.
Oh,
which I think is, I think it's open now for business.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You gotta get down there.
Well, okay, well, thank
we have,
you.
I have been. In fact, he's still got my power washer.
Yeah, but I mean, like, literally for the public to know people. About it. Where is it located, and is it now officially open? Are there hours? Do you make an appointment? Or
I don't have the hours, but I know it's on Rhyolite.
Okay.
Or Rhyolite,
yeah.
Right by the bowling alley, down off Lake Boulevard.
Yeah,
yeah, you just turn in there where the bowling alley is, and there it is. It's Rhyolite. And you'll see it.
Yep.
It's on the left-hand side as you go back, and it's a, it's kind of a court there, so you can't drive too far past it. It has a dead end there. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you,
all right,
Chad.
Thanks,
Merry
guys.
Christmas.
Right.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Well, okay.
All right.
Well,
let's go
two
back
out of
into
two.
Yeah.
Two out of
so,
two.
Well, I kind of feel like, you know, I didn't think people would think that it was tacky, but. It's just, you know, sometimes it's kind of like if you put up the same Christmas decorations every year, you know, you understand that you have a tradition. But anyway, we're going to do that.
I can tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to draw a little mustache on you.
Okay.
And we'll send them out that
That's
way.
Okay.
See if people want.
A little gray in the hair.
No, just a little mustache. Just a little mustache on your face. Okay.
Okay. Now listen.
What was your favorite? Time.
I want to talk about our trip and going across from Beatty to Albuquerque. I mean, I know that we don't have a lot of time. It's like a marathon. It was a marathon getting to Albuquerque, and we got it because we're driving on that. I don't know if it's at 40. I don't know what the freeway number was.
15 and 40.
So. Because and you know what, it's the you can go 70 miles an hour, which means like 80, and trucks were doing 80 and 82, and it's two lanes. There's no four lanes going into Albuquerque. It's two lanes, and it was
not true. It's a four lane. It's a four lane.
Not on
highway.
That one stretch going. Not on that one stretch going in from that long stretch, and it was two
on Beatty. From Beatty to Las Vegas.
From once we got through.
From Las Vegas on, it was all four lanes. And you
let's not argue. We don't have time for it. I'm telling you, I was driving. So
why are we even arguing about
I'm
this?
I'm not.
Okay.
But the thing is that what I want to say is that the trucks that, and you know, of course, God bless truckers. We need trucks. So I always kept saying, bless the trucks, bless the trucks. You're going 80. I mean, they're going 80. You're like, they're trucking 80 miles an hour, and we're trying to be safe going in and out of trucks. It's dark, and we are, at this point, we've been on the road. It feels like 12 hours. There's been a time change, but it just went on and on. We finally got in. And anyway, so it was lovely in Albuquerque. We had a great time with the kids. You know, Ashlyn's in college. Michael, everybody's doing really well. So it was a good four positive days. And then we drove to Las Vegas on Sunday. Monday, when you asked me, and we stayed at a place called South Point.
Yes.
South Point Casino. And this is something that I mean, I lived in Las Vegas. So did you for years. I have no idea. I mean, now I can't even when I drove in, I don't even know where anything is. I can't get my bearings.
It seems that they built a lot of things in the last couple of years.
Yeah, like, it's just I can't get my bearings. I used to know. I used to drive all over Reading. I could get there Las Vegas, get there in 15, 20 minutes. I knew where everything was. You know, it's just a smaller, like Reading is, but with casinos. No, seriously.
It's not wrong.
And so anyway, we get to South Point, and now this is total cowboy country. I mean, they have like an arena. They have the full-on where people, they do cutting horses. This is where they have a lot of
team roping championships are there.
All that stuff goes on. At
millions
this.
Of dollars are
oh,
paid
yeah.
out there.
Mm-hmm. So we had a beautiful room. The rooms were
all the rooms are like
really,
that.
Really nice, and they did not have carpeting in them, which I thought was brilliant because who wants to be going in like the dirt and then coming? And they have areas where people can you know, have their trailers with their horses, and all that stuff was on the outskirts of
Across the road from it. In fact, they had portable stalls and all types of different areas up for people's horses, and the rodeo stock was in individual, in many cases were in individual pens that they were going to be, you know, using that night. So
we, on Monday, we had press credentials, and this was through the NFR. We were going to be doing our radio show, and the intention was to do the radio show from the Thomas and Mack Center. Now, if you look at where South Point is maybe 20 minutes by the, it wouldn't have been 20 minutes many years ago. You could have gotten there in five. But because of the freeways and because of everything else, it's 20 minutes away from the Thomas and Mack, which is where UNLV is. It's the Thomas and Mack, and then what's the other little?
The pit.
The Cox Theater. Okay, right there.
No, Cox Pavilion.
Yeah. And we got our press credentials, and we went down into, and to me that was a highlight because it was Monday, and this is when they were starting to lay the ground, and we took pictures. I don't know if, I think we posted it on Facebook. We were at ground zero before the whole thing started. And you saw how there was completely empty. They were starting to hang signs, and we had people, the sound guys, and because we had our press credentials, we could go down there. We're seeing some of the girl basketball. We were down in the area with the basketball players and everything. We had to go through the executive offices, down an elevator to the bottom, and then trying to find out where the press room was. And then we decided at the last minute, and I know we got to take, now we're over time. Shoot. Do we have something, Betty, at the next? All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. They're hanging on this. They want to know what happened when we walked in there. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Founded in 1910, it's an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. And it's located at 1321 Butte Street. Suite 100, right down on the bottom deck, and it says Reading Chamber of Commerce. If you need more information, if you want to join it, and it's a good idea to join the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, give them a call at 530-225-4433. 7:31 in the morning. We'll be right back.
CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jingle Fair, Jingle Fair, Jingle all the way. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so bright.
Oh, yes. I was blessed to do two Christmas specials with Dean Martin and the Gold Diggers, and we had, you know, those were great times. You know, you think they're never going to end, and it's not like it ended, but it was a valuable experience for a 19, 20, 21-year-old girl.
We have a young woman.
I don't know what you want to call. You know, I wasn't a they.
We
okay?
have the 8-track of that. I think
8-track.
Is it an 8-track or is it a? What is it? It's a.
You're hurting me here.
VHS.
Oh, I'm sorry. VHS. That's what it is.
I don't even know VHS. Where those things are. One of these days.
Well,
get
you
organized.
Got it out one time, and we were able to watch them both.
Oh,
that was
man.
Cool.
I don't know.
Somebody, one of the girl's fathers had converted them to a.
He compiled all of them, yeah. So, anyway, Maxwell Insurance brings us this particular segment, and Judy Maxwell and the gang over there. You know, you're looking at, gosh, everybody's looking at. Talked with my brother about this the other day. Like, you know, really looking at what's next in life, and how. Your funds are going to take you where you need to go, what your plans are, retirement, insurance, all of those things. This is what Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance can help with. Now, I will say that why we were at the rodeo, again, my favorite part was being down in the Ground Zero. I enjoyed the going to the convention, and there were breakout rooms, and there were all of these interesting topics. And on the first night, they called it the gala. There was a guy named Mike Servi, who was 86 years old, and he had started in, you're talking about a tough guy, and you shook his hand, and it was one of those cowboy handshakes, right?
Well, he was 86. Only reason is I have not been, you know, I mean, though I've been following rodeo, I had not heard of him. And his story was so extraordinary, and I just, you know, the things he's done for people
mm-hmm.
and for
the sport.
And the sport. And I just wanted to go up and meet him. And, yeah, his handshake was very firm.
Now,
I mean,
here's
it wasn't,
guy,
wasn't a feeble guy at all.
When we talk about the time, the signs that the times are a-changing, he was like 12 or 13, became a rodeo clown. And then at 15, he started to get into bull riding, and then from there, I mean, a story grew where he got into being a stock contractor, and then he bought rodeos, where he combined rodeos, and then
bought stock contracting companies.
Okay, I thought that he actually owned some rodeos.
Well, he put on many rodeos
okay.
because of his because of having, you know, the stock as a stock contractor. The guy sitting at our table that night put on a rodeo every night for 100 nights during the summer, every night for 100 nights during the summer up in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, it was Colorado. Where was it? Montana. One of those. Anyway, but it was during the summer.
Well, his son lives in Montana.
No.
He lives in Texas.
He lives in Texas. You're right. He was in Montana. Anyway, a rodeo night, 100 rodeos in a row for 5 years. Now,
can you believe that?
It's watching rodeos being put on. I mean, it was quite the stories. But anyway, I think that the national finals, there's one thing also, it drives into you is that when they have breakout sessions and they address animal safety.
In the convention,
and it's standing room only.
Mm-hmm.
While people are, there's over 70 levels of care you have to meet if you're using the animals more than if you have more than
70 points.
Well, 70, there's 70 levels of care they have to reach. Okay.
All right.
And then, you know, not that many for the riders. They do have the Justin Sports Medicine group there that helps, you know, that tries to repair the riders as much as possible. But it was interesting. And then in the middle of this, middle of the NFRs, you're hearing where Los Angeles is trying to
ban
rodeos in the city of Los Angeles. And you can cherry pick all the numbers you want and all that, but it comes down to the fact that, well, you know what? Here it is, frankly, if Los Angeles wants to do that,
mm-hmm.
and to take away rodeos in Los Angeles, I'm not sure how many rodeos are in there. I know there's close to 700 other rodeos, in the United States.
I remember being going for my Golden Boot Awards, and there used to be on Ventura Boulevard, there's a great big Western shop, and I used to go in there and buy my cowboy hats. And let me tell you something. When they had the gay rodeo in town, the most gorgeous men were in that store. And I'm thinking, prison rodeos? I mean, they have huge
the California
events.
Gay Rodeo yes. Association. There is such a thing.
Yes.
And they put a rodeo on
yes.
every year. At least they did, unless Los Angeles decides to vote. And again, you know, they pick and choose numbers. So.
Well, anyway, so let's go from we learned so much. We attended the rodeo on a Thursday night. And then from there, I'm sharing a little bit of our journey with you folks, so hang in there with me. I had two uncles. So my father is the oldest of four boys. So the Snook boys. My dad's 91, still alive, and then his two in-between brothers passed away this last year. Both of them, one was home in hospice, and he literally, for 5 years, the family took care of him at home and died of Alzheimer's. And the second one, Vic, passed away from complications, you know, long battle as well. And so there were two brothers who passed away. So we cut our trip short and drove to Bakersfield. Now, this is the third leg of the trip. Drove to Bakersfield and met second cousins that I've never met before, cousins who I haven't seen in years because, you know, there's a little bit of an age gap between us, and I was off with my career, and my brother was off doing what he did, you know, and so we didn't really get together in the Christmas and holidays where we used to go down to L.A. and visit relatives all the time as kids. So anyway, that was refreshing, and they put on a nice memorial. My cousins put on a really nice memorial for both the uncles together at the Hyatt there in Bakersfield. And it was tender, and it was kind, and it was wonderful. And so my brother and I really have had this, like, a touching of hearts about family that we haven't seen and what it takes to think. It really makes you think about your legacy, or it makes you think about what you're doing, you know, with your life and so on and so forth, your own personal stuff. And then we came home. on the way home. That's when Carl started not feeling well anyway. So that was a 3,000-mile road trip. Almost 3,000-mile road trip. Because while we were in Vegas, we drove all over the place. So 3,000-mile road trip. People were kind and considerate. And I do believe that we're going to go back next year for the National Rodeo Convention. And let's not forget that the Reading Rodeo will be celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. Carl, you're working on the program.
Yeah.
And that's fascinating, just to go through 75 years of Reading Rodeo.
Working on the book as we speak.
Yes, there'll be a fabulous program. There's going to be a...
So there's going to be a book we're going to issue
first. And a belt
first.
Buckle that's probably going to come out that's going to probably be really exclusive.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, and all of those things. So... You know, we do support rodeo. We love the whole cowboy way.
It's more than just rodeo.
You know, when I grew up, we had...
Well, I mean, because... You
know, I had cowboys in my family. I mean, my uncle, it would have been like my grandmother's brother. I mean, he like lived on the reservation with the Navajos. He spoke Navajo. And there was a Colorado... I mean, my great-grandfather, you know, discovered one of the Mesa Verde ruins. He drove a wagon train. And I mean, all of that country stuff was really in my family, and I'm sure many, many people's family, if you really care to do the search, of how this country was settled.
Okay. Everybody comes from somewhere. And the fact that your family came and settled Mancos, Colorado. And are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mancos.
Mancos, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Grand Junction
let's
area.
Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, but they're also having their annual sale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Estate pieces, specially designed pieces of jewelry, Native American, you name it, they have it. And their great prices are even better during their big sale that's going on right now at Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Stop by. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's not a chain store. It's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and you get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire
Talk.
Radio.
Yeah. Make you want to bang your head.
No. 7:51 in the morning, 32 degrees out there on the 12th of December. It's a Monday. Yeah, only, six more working days till Monday.
What?
Okay, so here you are. You live in Redding, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this lady lives in downtown Redding, and she got a visit from a Shasta County Sheriff's detective and said that they plan to search for human remains in connection to a cold homicide case.
Wow.
According to the claim filed with the Shasta County officials. It was possible the victim was buried on my property and they might dig to uncover the remains, the woman wrote in the statement. Within a week, a crew was digging in the courtyard of her home looking for evidence in the case. According to a warrant to search the property, officers were interested in finding a human body or parts of a human body. So can you imagine if somebody, I mean, that house, ours is built in 1940. I mean, you know, Jimmy Hoffa's not there, but who else could be there?
We don't want to say anything like Carl, so please don't. Yeah. You know, we've got some.
Stop.
Okay. Well, we didn't find bones. I'm not going to say that. All right.
You are so dramatic. You are so dramatic. We dug up because we had to fix the plumbing pipes. Yeah. What did you expect to find bones?
No, listen, you're leading. You're opening up this.
Listen.
You won't let me finish because.
Okay, go on.
We have
I'd like to finish the story. You've been talking for 45 minutes.
You finish and I'll have an annex.
Okay.
Not a Xanax.
Officers were authorized to search the home ground, shed, trash containers, or any other structures on the site. They were also authorized to search for clothing and DNA evidence, including blood, swabs, and other biological materials, according to a warrant that was signed by Shasta County Superior Court Tamara Wood. They were also authorized to seize any weapons or any other evidence found on site, including hair, fingerprints, footprints and gunshot residue or any other instruments used to aid or abet. They also allowed officers to excavate portions of the property determined to be a possible burial site. Then a team from the sheriff's office dug in two places in her courtyard, removing about 240 to 50-year-old bricks. Now, see, this kind of struck a spot in my heart because we have a courtyard filled with bricks. And in the backyard, filled with bricks that were probably laid in 1940.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, during the search, no evidence was found. No body parts or human remains were recovered.
I wonder.
He said he couldn't discuss the matter, however, whether there was a missing, including whether there was a missing person associated with the case or whether it was a homicide. we received some information that caused us to serve a search warrant there. Turned out it wasn't good information. Now, here's the problem.
Yeah,
they dug it all up.
Yeah.
And she says they replaced the dirt, but not the bricks, which were originally placed in a tight herringbone pattern.
Yes, we have that in our house. That beautiful brickwork.
Right. Anyway, it was suggested that she have a brick mason replace the bricks.
Well, how about you pay for that?
Well, and that's it. She received a $3,000 bid from a masonry contractor to replace the bricks. And so the county's willing to do that as soon as they get it. You know, hey, we'll pay for it. But she also wants to be reimbursed for $1,000 for a cost to find an Airbnb for guests.
I would totally. I would be. Okay, you know what?
Shasta County has said, we'll pay for this.
Just give us the
contract. But the point that gets me was mainly because we have all those kind of bricks is we think there's a body buried under your house. I mean, there could be. I mean, my gosh, you know, people have lived there since the, 1944.
Right.
There could be something buried under there. And so the only thing is once you dig down, would you mind replacing the pipes down there too while you're doing that? Hey, could you dig over here? Because we have to replace that water pipe right there.
Well, years ago, so the house was purchased that we live in. We purchased it in 2005. All right. So the house in those days, because we live downtown and it is, like on the historical street where there's a bunch of Victorians and stuff. When they had the gas wells or,
the oil tanks were for the heating of the house.
Right. They would have them underground or they buried them. I don't know. There's two. And so, before closing in escrow, I wasn't going to buy the house until I knew that because in the description it said may have gas well. Or may have, tank. And my alarm bells went off. Like, I'm not going to, So anyway, there was an excavation. I understand this happened at the time when it rained and rained and rained. And that gas well or that barrel was right in the front of my house. And the crane, because there was no way to get down to the front of the house because it's kind of like steps go down. A crane was on the front of the street. And it had to like dig and dig and dig. And then there would be like, because I wasn't really living at Reading at that point, it would be like the soil is hot. All right, not going to close. Here's like 5 days before closing. The soil is hot. Finally, like it was just torture because a couple days before closing, it would be like the soil's not hot. All right, so I have all this stuff, all of the, what do you want to call it, scientific stuff on paper for all of that when we sell again, that there's these two. One had to be, put cement in it and filled up and then capped off.
All of the old oil storage units have been cleaned, cemented in.
Yes.
So that there's no chance of hot soil being there.
Exactly.
That's why they had to do
exactly.
it. Exactly. Hey, in Massachusetts, in a Boston suburb, this one library decided not to display a Christmas tree after, 50 or 60 years of doing it. And that was a result of an ongoing review of all of our holiday decorations and displays that started back in the spring. What has played out on social media is unfortunate, is negatively impacted on our staff because when they said they weren't going to have the Christmas tree, the town erupts into protest, neighbor against neighbor. So now they're going to be, as we finish decorating for the holiday season, Christmas trees are back. So when the manager and they set an alarm, there were no Christmas trees on display at the public library. And anyway, so people were quite upset about it.
Well, we get upset with we get upset when tradition is upheavaled. I mean, we've only been doing this like 3 or 4 years where we actually drive to Albuquerque. So we stop at this place in, is it Gallup? We stop at a place in Gallup and that's called El Rancho. And it's historical. It's a wonderful hotel that I think the guy, J.W. Griffith or whatever his name's brother, when they do Western.
J.W. Griffith's brother, J.W.
Yeah, and yeah. It's this wonderful, I mean, every kind of John Wayne, every movie star you could ever imagine when they were doing
Native
Western.
Native Americans, I mean, it's got everything
it's
in there.
It's fabulous. It's cool. And it's their kind of this gold, this nugget. And they've always had, they've got this huge fireplace with these great big wood, you know,
stairs
and anyway, the fireplace is always roaring, and there's this wonderful Christmas tree, and we stopped in, and they have the best soup. No Christmas tree. We're like, what? And it's right before Thanksgiving, and they said, we come back after Thanksgiving. All right, just stop and get a picture in front of the Christmas. No Christmas tree. What is going on? They go, had a big Thanksgiving get together, and we're just late this year. Well, what about all those people? The one thing.
They were putting it up.
It rocked tradition for me.
Anyway,
and there's the bell.
We have to run. When we come back from the news, we'll have Shasta College with us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Player in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is in U.S. custody. The man is a former Libyan intelligence operative. Cara Monetti weeps, lost her brother in the bombing.
You know, there have been hundreds of family members who have been involved in this, you know, quest over three decades. The last 2 years, I can tell you that there have been a small group of us who have met regularly with government officials from the Department of Justice, from the FBI, from the State Department, every 6 weeks, sometimes more frequently.
270 people died in the bombing December 21st of 1988. A second person has been put to death in Iran in connection with the deadly nationwide protests that have roiled the country in recent weeks. With Republicans set to take the House majority, it appears that some intel officials will have some explaining to do. It has to do with that incriminating Hunter Biden laptop and a pre-election letter signed by the intelligence officials.
Presumptive House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he plans to subpoena intelligence officials who signed a letter saying a New York Post story about Hunter Biden might be disinformation. The story has been in the news recently as part of the, quote, Twitter files that allegedly show how the platform censored some information that could benefit conservatives and hurt liberals. More than 50 former intelligence officials, including former CIA directors John Brennan and James Clapper, signed a letter in 2020 saying they didn't have evidence to definitively call the New York Post story untrue. McCarthy said of the signatories that he'll subpoena them before a committee when the GOP takes control of the House in the next Congress. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Gains on Wall Street so far this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 195 points, the Nasdaq 13 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The European Commission Parliament has been shaken by a money laundering scandal. Belgian prosecutors have charged four people, seizing hundreds of thousands of euros in the process.
On Friday, Belgium's Federal Prosecutor's Office announced that more than a dozen raids had been carried out as part of a major investigation into alleged corruption and money laundering. 600,000 euros in cash was recovered as investigators revealed that they had for months suspected that a Gulf state was trying to influence the economic and political decisions of the European Parliament. Qatar wasn't named, but in a statement, its foreign ministry said it rejected any attempts to associate it with accusations of misconduct. The Greek MEP, Ava Kiley, is reportedly one of four people who've been charged by Belgian authorities.
That's BBC correspondent Jessica Parker reporting. Townhall.com. Carrying the United Arab Emirates' first lunar rover, a Japanese spacecraft is headed to the moon.
3, 2, 1, ignition. Liftoff.
Tokyo company iSpace is on its way to becoming one of the first private entities to attempt a moon landing. Launching from Cape Canaveral Space Force Lander blast off on a SpaceX rocket carrying a robot from Japan that's designed to roll around in gray dust. And with a science satellite already around Mars, the UAE wants to explore the moon too. On board the mission is a lightweight surface operating rover named Rashid after Dubai's royal family. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And NASA's unmanned test mission to the moon has wrapped up successfully, that mission coming to a close with the splashdown of the Orion capsule in the Pacific. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The 12th of December, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Nate's at the helm. Good morning, buddy. And
morning.
It's National Ambrosia Day, which you love. In fact, you've got little bits of coconut sprinkled on your face.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Coconut. Do you like the coconut in it, too?
I'm not a big fan.
Me either. Yeah. All right. So.
Well, you know what?
Eh.
It's people like you that have damaged the coconut industry. Anyway, so good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody. You know what I'm cracking up about? Because
you've been gone for a week.
No,
and you're back.
I have to share this visual with you just for a moment before I go into the weather, because I left my glasses at home. I have a few pair of glasses in my car that are like older prescriptions. Half of them are broken on the side, and I just kind of, you know, limp along. But this morning I went out there, which reminded me of a story when we had the old studio and Bob Belongi was our producer. We laughed so hard. You got so mad because I had this pair of readers that had rhinestones all over them. And Carl picked them up and didn't really realize that he was wearing them. And Bob and I kept cracking up and cracking up. And you looked over at him and said, "What's so funny?" Because we were laughing at you for these little rhinestone glasses. Now, any of you who know Carl, Big Bad Marine, with his little rhinestone readers on, it was a golden moment. And then you got really mad, and then you finally laughed at yourself, which was like a relief because it's just funny.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, the weather. Currently 32 degrees in the downtown studios. And my point is, laugh at yourself. Just laugh out loud.
Just enjoy yourself.
Just enjoy yourself. Laugh at the stupid little foibles, and they're not. They're golden moments. Frosty then sunny today with a high of 52, overnight lows of 32. Frosty then sunny Tuesday with a high of 52, overnight lows of 30. Wednesday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 52, overnight lows of 34. And Thursday, frosty then sunny once again, 54, overnight lows of 35. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, we're here with Shasta College, and as usual, Shasta College brings us in an incredible
wonderful
group.
Guests.
And today we're here with Marcy Martinez, who heads up the
Physical Therapist Assistant
Program. It was the A that got me. Okay. So good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Tell us about Marcy. How did you get here?
Well, let's see. I have been a physical therapist in the Reading area for a little over 27 years.
All right.
Almost 28 years. Graduated from...
Started out as child labor.
Yeah, right. Graduated from Samuel Merritt University in Oakland with my master's degree in physical therapy after going to Sonoma State and actually starting at Lassen College because I was from Susanville. Did a clinical internship here when Reading Specialty Hospital was still a thing, and it was acute rehabilitation, and we treated patients who'd had strokes and head injuries and spinal cord injuries. And my goal, when I went to PT school, I was an athlete. I wanted to go into sports medicine.
Wondered about that.
Kind of what everybody wants to do when they go to PT school.
What kind of sport were you in?
A softball player.
Oh, what position?
Yeah. Shortstop. Short, third. I caught for a while, but yeah.
That's like a dangerous part right there, shortstop, right?
Yeah, third is more dangerous than fast pitch softball, but that's what makes it exciting.
All right. So anyway, softball player, and so you thought, I want to learn how to fix the body.
Right.
And how it works.
Right.
Oh, I was wondering about that. I love the fascination with that.
Yeah, and I've always been fascinated with just the mechanics of the body, biomechanics, kinesiology, exercise science, right? Just really a passion. So studied that. That was what my bachelor's degree was in, and I got my degree in physical therapy, and I came up to Reading to do a clinical rotation at Reading Specialty Hospital for my neurological rehab requirement. And I stayed with my grandmother, who lived here, and neuro rehab was phenomenal. It was amazing, and it just lit my fire, and I stayed there for 9 years.
What is neural rehab?
So neurological rehab is rehabilitating people who have had neurological injuries, especially central nervous system, so strokes, spinal cord injuries, traumatic brain injuries, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis. We deal with people with post-polio syndrome, Guillain-Barré syndrome, some of those types of things. So mostly people who've had a insult to their neurological system rather than the typical injuries we think of a sprained ankle or a torn ligament in a knee or, a neck injury, right?
Yeah, because when your brain gets rattled or when you have a stroke and you have to relearn, because I have a friend who had, really good friend of mine who had an aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Top of the World, he was a star. And all of a sudden, man,
you can't move.
He had to relearn everything.
Right.
It was very humbling.
Can your brain recover from that?
It can. You know, there is, we have what's called plasticity and redundancy. So your brain does have the ability to recover and heal. In places that are too damaged, we have the ability to sort of reroute information and find different
because
pathways.
It's all electrical impulses going through there. So if you've got a different, it can
find a different direction.
I've always said, and I really believe that the most intelligent thing on our planet is our body.
Mm-hmm.
And that with the proper instruction and people who are brilliant like yourself and know and have knowledge of years and decades of what happens in the body, that you can heal yourself.
You can. And there are a lot of different approaches that we can take to try and help people either heal and recover close to normal function, or if things aren't going that route, then they need to learn to move and live with what they do have, right? So we have to learn how to maximize what you've got and then go forward from there. Mm-hmm. So we do both.
We're here with Marcy Martinez, who heads up the physical therapy assistant program here at Shasta College, and how she got into it. Okay, so you came up here to take that class, stay with your grandmother.
Right. And they hired me.
Did you ever leave?
Nope. Never left.
Never left.
Loved it. Yep. I love it here. I love it.
And you were saying before we started today that fifth generation Shasta County.
Yeah.
North State.
Well, Shasta County for my mom's side of the family.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
my family settled Round Mountain.
And I mean, Pat Karch, who's here, is a historian. And I mean, you're talking about some of those ingot and some of those before I moved here, those places that are under Shasta Lake and that's a fabulous story in itself. So,
So we go back a long way here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the physical therapist assistant program. And we've got also here with us Jillian Harden, who is a grad, well, she's getting ready to graduate tomorrow.
Yeah.
But she's been going to school here for a couple years. We're going to talk about why she got into it and what her future looks like. But this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know,
I got a chip.
A little bitty chip.
I got a little tiny chip on our 3,000-mile trip.
And what happens is that chip that you think is just minor sometimes is worse than you think. So for a free inspection and analysis, just bring your car down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Those chips all do probably need to be fixed because once they get water in them and it's 31 degrees out there, they freeze. They split open your windshield. He guarantees his work. Nobody's better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and you get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Celebrate the holidays with us and come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play in the $55,000 Pick Your Present Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe daily to win free slot play entries or prizes. Weekly drawings every Friday starting at 7 p.m. Five winners every half hour win free slot play. Five winners at 9 p.m. win $500 cash and choose a bonus present from under the tree. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do.
You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of December, 8:20 in the morning, 32 degrees out there, still cold. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, dedicated, locally owned, locally run, local board of directors. That's right. Cornerstone Community Bank opened for 15 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're here with Shasta College and the Physical Therapy Assistant Program. And Marcy Martinez is the one that heads it up, and she's a fifth-generation Shasta County and local lady that went away to get her degree and came back here for studying on a specific area in neurology and then never left and is now at Shasta College. How long did it take to get the physical therapy program? Assistant program coordinator.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so Mike Davis is the head athletic trainer at Shasta College. And Mike and I and some other clinicians here in town have been working and trying to get a physical therapist assistant program started at Shasta College for over 15 years. So we've been having this conversation for a really long time. And finally, in 2017, we have what's called the Strong Workforce Program in California, which is funding to help develop career and technical education and support those kinds of endeavors. And that funding allowed Shasta College to take the steps necessary to be able to start this physical therapist assistant program.
So you just received accreditation.
We did.
Let's talk about that. What does that mean for the students?
So in physical therapy education and in our profession in general, it is required to graduate from an accredited program in order to sit for the licensure exam. There are a few exceptions to that, but you're required to graduate from an accredited program in order to sit for licensure and to be a physical therapist assistant and practice as a physical therapist assistant or a physical therapist. You have to be licensed. So this accreditation process is a very long and arduous process, as most healthcare education accreditation is, and it's through a specific governing body, the Commission on Accreditation in Physical Therapy Education, right, specific to our profession. Much like the Board of Nursing, right? And so this has been a, five-year process. I've been working for Shasta College for 5 years, and it's been that long of a process to get through. And part of the accreditation process is that the very first class has to start and has to be in their final semester before the accreditation decision is made. So the first class that starts is kind of, they're taking a big risk. Right?
Wow.
They start the program with no guarantee that the program will be accredited and they'll sit for licensure.
Well, why would they do something as stupid as that?
Why would they, right? I'm sure glad they did, but why would they?
I mean, I understand it, but they're saying is you have to have students in the class before we can accredit, give you accreditation. That's really dumb because here's Jillian is putting her money out for this class, and there's no guarantee at the end of it, after she works her butt off for 2 years or longer, and she finishes it, and, oh, by the way, right, we didn't get our accreditation, so you're going to have to start all over in another place.
Well, you know what? I would...
There is some good news regarding that, Carl. It puts the risk on the student. It always has. But in 2020, the U.S. Department of Education ruled that any program of any kind that is granted what is called candidacy for accreditation, and they are allowed to admit students, they will be, for all rights and purposes, considered accredited when it comes to those students graduating.
So okay, so I knew there had to be something
there. But
it's
only been in 2020, right?
Wow.
These guys got accepted before they knew any of that news. And so even when I went through school, if you started in a brand new program, it was a crapshoot, right? You had to really trust the institution and the people who were running it that they would get accreditation, or you do have to go somewhere else to another school.
So. Well, and or you are taking everything you can, and this is what I love about the passion of learning. You know, everything that you can learn, you want in your bag of tricks to be good at what you do. Mm-hmm. So not everything is going to spell accreditation, but I think that now Jillian's a graduating student here. You've been under Marcy's direction.
Yes.
And how does it feel for you? I mean, like, how long have you been going to school now?
Well, oh, my goodness. Okay, I've been going to school and Shasta College specifically, I think, since 2015. And I was knocking away kind of just general ed credits for a while, trying to figure out what I might be interested in, what I might want to do. I knew it was something probably in the health field, but I wasn't exactly sure. And at some point, actually undergoing a lot of physical therapy myself, being a patient quite often, a little bit accident prone, I grew to have a love for physical therapy because I was on the receiving end, but I had a respect for all the care that I was getting. So,
oh, that's a wonderful testimony.
Yes. Yeah. So that's how I became interested in it. And I became interested in specifically becoming a physical therapy assistant. And we hadn't had there was a lot of talk and a lot of chatter about the program at Shasta College kind of coming to fruition at some point, but it wasn't a thing yet. And I was lucky enough to meet Marcy right about, I think, 5 years ago. And I was trying to get a job in a clinic just to get some more experience. And she was like, hey, I'm going to go start this program. But she helped me get my first job in a clinic locally, and I started to get experience. Kept working on my credits, and then it was perfect timing, basically. As soon as the program was ready, yeah. I was ready.
How long does it take to go through this program?
So it's technically a 5-semester program, but it's 4 semesters once you're admitted to the program, and mm-hmm. then 1 semester's worth of prerequisites.
So you have, so you can get your prerequisites and then 2 more years.
Correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. So 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's very doable.
Well, what do you, what is a assistant to that a physical therapist doesn't?
So,
in other words, what are your duties?
So a physical therapist does, it's a very similar relationship. I make the analogy for people with as a like a physician and a physician assistant, right? It's kind of similar. So the physical therapist will do the evaluation. They will set up a plan of care. They do any reassessments that might need to be done. They do any discharge assessment. So anything that's evaluating and assessing and setting goals and changing the plan of care, the physical therapist is responsible for. And then the physical therapist assistant, what I like to call them, are intervention specialists, right? That's really what they do. They treat patients. And so they look at the physical therapist's evaluation, they look at the goals, they look at the plan of care, and they treat the patient. So they get to put their hands on the patient. While I'm doing all my paperwork, they get to be out treating patients. Right? And so the training is really intensive in helping them learn how to be those intervention specialists that are going to be partly the hands of many of the physical therapists in many settings.
So how many people in your class this year?
So this year we'll have 16 graduating.
Wow.
Our maximum cohort size is 24.
Okay.
We did start this cohort with 24, but we started in 2021, mm-hmm. and COVID has not been kind.
Okay.
So we had lots of people who had to step out of the program for health-related reasons, family health-related reasons, not academic issues, but lots and lots of health
issues.
You know,
we have friends, close friends, whose son went into this, sports medicine and physical therapy, and is now doing something in that field has gone, you know, beyond. He was at a 4-year
Right. In Arizona?
Yeah, Grand Canyon or something like that.
Yeah.
So what kind of jobs were out there for physical therapist assistants?
So physical therapist assistants, well, they work pretty much anywhere a physical therapist can work. And we work in everything from the neonatal ICU to long-term care facilities with the frail elderly, oldest of elderly, and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
So we work in acute care hospitals, we work in schools, we work in outpatient clinics, which is what most people think of as physical therapy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We work in skilled nursing facilities, we work in pediatrics, which is with children.
The VA.
We work at the VA. So we have lots of folks at the VA.
When we come back, Gillian, I would like to know, as a student and that you're graduating, as you go out in the field, I would be curious if, how doctors or some people have a specialty or they have their area. What?
Gillian.
What did I say? Gillian? I meant Gillian. Sorry.
You're good. You're good.
Anyway, so, we believe is your forte when we get back. Okay. Because everybody's got like a special area. Whether it's infants or elderly or sports medicine. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get back. Okay. I think our listeners would like to know that.
This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local retailer, Doug Tooley, at 530-241-3474. He's got just a plethora of different programs, cost
name.
Savings,
plethora.
All of this is at our local dish retailer, and that's B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, don't call the 800 number. Call local. Call 530-241-3474 to see why dish should be your choice in the future. We'll be right back.
I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
You know, this sounds just, there's nothing sparkly and there's nothing like the boys are back in town, you know, things like that. You know, we need, you know, you need to light it up, buddy. And especially on a Monday, these things that you kind of listen in the background and you go, what are they trying to say? So on Mondays, remember this, write it down, pass it on to all of everybody. On Mondays, light it up. Because, you know,
Cooper's,
and then by the time Friday goes, then you can start playing the lore, you know, ones like that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop, and they miss me. I miss them. I need to get down there. They are right off Athens Avenue in Cypress Square. Of course, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. They work by appointments only, so give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. No Dr. Phil on the radio, on the TV there. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. I'm here with Shasta College and with Marcy Martinez, who heads up the Physical Therapy Assistance Program, and Jillian Harden, who is one of the graduating students, in fact, graduates tomorrow. And do you have a job?
Not yet. I have a couple things on the horizon
okay.
at the moment, yes.
Now, can you work anywhere? I mean, physical therapy is throughout the United States and the world, really.
Mm-hmm,
so what kind of things interest you? Are you going to go on and take, like, an advanced course or something, Jillian?
So fortunately, there are many opportunities in our profession where you can get a lot of continuing education as you go on for different types of specialties, and I definitely foresee myself doing that. So far, even with just our program, we have the opportunity to do couple internships during our program to get more experience and get our clinical experience under our belt. So during that time, I've been able to work at a pediatric clinic with kids. I've worked at a skilled nursing facility, an outpatient clinic, and I was kind of expecting, okay, somewhere along the way, something's going to narrow down where one thing is my favorite or one thing really stands out. But I've just been kind of surprised continually. I just continue to love everything that I've been able to do, which is a great problem to have in a sense. I've just enjoyed it all. So I'm hoping to kind of spend a little time, my first couple years, doing a little bit of everything and just furthering my experience in all the things that I've already had some exposure to.
Is there one spot that gives you all of these? Or is it, do you have to go, like, from a clinic to a clinic?
In this area, you kind of have to go from a clinic to a clinic. And some of the big major areas, like UC Davis Medical Center, you might get the entire gamut.
Okay.
But in this area, not really.
Okay. So you really haven't made up your mind on which area you want to get into. Huh?
Not exactly, but
you're not going to be one of those girls on the sidelines when they bring a 300-pound football player who's whining because his knee hurts, and that you're going to be there manipulating his knee behind the covered area now.
You know, I mean, that is one thing I guess I haven't tried. I haven't done full-on sports injury recovery. But one thing that I would like to do after I get a couple years of experience, depending on what I do choose, later on down the road, you can get traveling contracts, sort of similar to like how a traveling nurse would.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an opportunity we have in physical therapy as well. So you can travel around, and I'd like to, I'm from here, I'm local, so I'd like to kind of go see the country, and you can go places for, you know, 6 weeks, 13 weeks, and you could work at a hospital or, you know, wherever is hiring for a short-term period like that, and really get to experience a lot of different things. So
you can go from an assistant to becoming a full-fledged physical therapist.
Well, yes, but you have to go on. This is an associate's degree.
Right. This is just,
requirement.
I realize that.
And so you can go on. All our units transfer to the university systems, which is nice. And then you can go forward and get your bachelor's degree and fulfill your prerequisites. And then to get to become a physical therapist now, it's an entry-level doctorate degree. So you'll get your bachelor's, you apply to physical therapy school, and then you go on for another 3 years and get your doctorate degree.
Oh, so you're a doctor then of physical therapy.
Yes, I actually went back and finished my doctorate degree in 2020.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's something to – now, can you live on the salary?
Of a physical therapist assistant?
Yeah.
Well, you can. So in this area, in Redding and Northern California, the average starting wage for an entry-level brand-new graduate is between $26 and $28 an hour. Right, which is around 54-ish thousand a year.
Oh.
Right? The median salary for physical therapist assistants in California is around $73,000 a year.
Okay.
The median salary nationwide is around $62,000 a year. So, yeah, you definitely can live on that salary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially considering it's an associate level degree from a community college.
What about a physical therapist? What kind of money do they make?
So physical therapists.
I mean, I realize you've got a doctorate now and all that.
Right.
So
physical therapists do make more. So physical therapists will start out somewhere around $70,000 to $80,000 a year, and then it goes up from there, and it depends on the setting. You know, some physical therapists make right around $100,000 to $105,000. Some physical therapists make more if they're working
depends
in different
settings.
Depends
on what kind of setting you're in.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Just in sports medicine that follows a rodeo around, and from each rodeo to each rodeo has physical therapists mm-hmm. and doctors right. along with that, and they're constantly working on the young men and women there.
Yeah.
There's your chance to travel.
There you go,
Okay, you know, you don't think about physical therapist. I mean, we all end up there.
Right.
I mean, we all end up at a physical therapist for one reason or another. And so you think of it as a physical therapist that's doing a lot of the work on you, but what I've just learned is not necessarily. The physical therapist is the one that takes a look and sets out your program. And then the assistant is the one that puts you through the torture of, yes, put your fingers on the wall, now walk your fingers up the wall and do it 100 times, and I'm counting each one of them, you know, to get your shoulder back into shape.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you lose count, we're going to start over it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so you've already talked about how long it – okay, now, not everybody – is built to be a physical therapist, right?
Right.
So what kind of people are attracted to this?
You know, we get a lot of different folks in our program. The people who are attracted to this are people who really want to help. They're service-minded. They really want to help people. They want to help people get better. We have some people who come to our program because, like me, they were just extremely fascinated by the human body and the mechanics of it all. And other people just want to get into something where they know they can help people. So we have a wide variety of folks. We have people who've just graduated from high school who've met their prerequisites. And we have people who are in their 50s who are in a career change. We have people who have bachelor's degrees and master's degrees who come back to this program to become a licensed physical therapist assistant. So we have a really wide range of folks, which is great because we treat a wide range of folks. So we need a big, diverse kind of...
Well, we've got an aging population, too, as we all know. And to maintain the most mobility as you get older, sometimes you do need physical therapy to stretch those areas or to recover from minor injuries.
You bet. And we're not only getting older, but we're staying active older, right? Older folks are staying much more active, and our tissues don't respond as well to some of those activities when we're in our 50s, 60s, and 70s like they did when we're in our 20s and 30s.
So really? Still,
you get those nagging little injuries.
Are you
really?
Saying that because my brain thinks I'm 25
yep.
and my body says I'm not, that this can lead to injuries?
I'll give you my business card.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I've been on some rides lately that I could have used a physical therapist to help me get off the horse.
Right.
You know, I was not coming off that horse. Right. But then again, once I got off the horse,
Do you have studies in, oh, we're going to take a break in a minute, about longevity and how to, the importance of nutrition in your classes?
We have longevity and aging and lifespan development. We definitely do that. Nutrition specifically is not, we touch on it briefly, but it's not really specifically a big component of our particular profession or in our scope of practice. So it's not something that physical therapists specialize in. Not that it's not important, and mm-hmm. we don't know about it, but it's just not a big piece, especially mm-hmm. in the physical therapist assistant program where we have so much that we have to teach them in 2 years that we have to decide what's most important mm-hmm. and the biggest bang for mm-hmm. the buck. So, but Shasta College is developing a nutrition certificate.
That's wonderful.
That we're hoping that some of our students will take advantage
right.
of and get this certification that will really help with their physical therapist
assistant
profession.
Yeah, because when you think about, you know, what you put in is what you get out.
Right.
And how important it is to, as you're healing, the nutritional aspect of, you know, like I drink electrolytes now every morning. Mm-hmm. And instead of, you know, I have my coffee early, but the electrolytes are something that, you know, I'm religious about now because I think it's something that's really important in our bodies. Like the foods that we have right now right. are so... what do you want to say? Squelched of nutrition. So
right.
anyway, on that note, let's come back with Marcy Martinez, who's the physical training assistance program director out at Shasta College, and Jillian Harden, who is the graduating student. And congratulations on that
Thank
as well.
You.
We'll be right back with Shasta College here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody, on this 12th of my brother's birthday today. We're going to have to call and give him a happy birthday after this. Here on KCNR, we'll see you right after these messages.
Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, and from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, cowboy. We know what you're good at and what you think you may be good at, but that's not one of them.
Dancing?
No.
Are you kidding? I'm a dancing fool.
Dance out loud, you dancing bear.
Dancing.
You dance great on the radio.
That's you dance great on the radio.
I have a face for radio and a dancing ability. Hey, the Redding Rancheria is going to be hosting the Turkeys and Tots giveaway on Thursday, December 15th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. But you have to get your application in today, Monday, December 12th. Apply at readingrancheria-nsn.gov. And they give away turkeys and toys there. And Jack Potter, at one point, because so many people came in there, had shopping carts filled with turkeys and was going down the line handing people turkeys in there. Did I tell you where I was pulled over? In Pahrump, Nevada, by the sheriff.
Yes.
Pulled Ted and I over and said that we hadn't put our signal on as we were leaving the hotel as we were heading out to class. And turns out she wanted to give us a turkey.
Nice.
And that was her way of doing it.
Isn't that cute?
And then,
that's a great idea.
Yeah. It's a great idea. You know, we were armed to the teeth and somebody pulls us over and says, you know, do you know why we pulled you over? No. And then she wants to give us a turkey, and we didn't take the turkey because we weren't going to be there.
Yeah. Pass it on.
Anyway.
All right. We're here with Marcy Martinez, who's the physical
therapy associate.
There you go.
Assistant program director.
Yeah. And Jillian
Harden.
Harden, who's graduating tomorrow. This is really cool. Did we talk already about the Shasta College Promise?
We have not.
Okay, let's go there, and then let's talk about the good things happening after tomorrow's class, graduating class. So what is the Shasta College Promise? And as people are thinking about where am I going to go with my next life, what am I going to do, this is a wonderful program.
It really is. And the Shasta College Promise is a wonderful program that really helps make college affordable. So the Shasta College Promise provides 2 years of tuition for any student who has not already received a degree from an institution of higher education. So it's not just first-time, full-time students. It's any student who goes back to school full-time that's not already – you do have to be a full-time student – but it's any student who's not already received a degree. So a lot of people in our program have benefited from the Shasta College Promise, and essentially they pay for one semester of this five-semester program. So it costs them about $1,000
to get a degree.
To get a degree that when they come out is going to make them around $55,000
a year. Wow.
Right.
So are you listening? Do you hear what I hear? All right. So, so Jillian, good news here. I want to know, you're in the middle of,
she's at the end.
Job offers as you graduate.
Yes.
You're going into, well, having to make the major decision.
Right, of course, yeah. And I think a lot of our class, they have jobs ahead of them, which is amazing. And our whole class really has had collectively an opportunity to kind of elevate from, all of us came from different places, you know, and different points in our maybe already existing careers or schooling. But it's been so cool to see so many of my classmates and myself, of course, too, be able to just take this opportunity. It's only 2 years and a very minimal financial investment, and you can really bring yourself up in life career-wise and opportunity-wise. And so it's been pretty moving to see many people in my class, it's huge for their families, just what they're able to create from this, and a really short-term investment, all things considered, you know, that there's not many careers that it only takes 2 years and you can, you can be in a completely different place. So that's been amazing.
Well, I know that I had asked you at one of the breaks, like, what is, you know, what is the thing that you love most or what's your right. specialty? And you said all of it.
Yeah.
You know, not specialty, but I mean, like, sometimes somebody will like to work with, you know, brain injuries or, you know, the children or babies, you know, it becomes like you'll, I guess you'll find out. I probably need to ask you 5 years from now when you really
you
got your hands
yes.
in the pot.
Yes.
You know, like, what is it that you really love and you lean towards? Is there something for you, Marcy, that you would, is there like a lane that you really love the most?
Wow. You know, I did neurological rehab for 9 years, and then things changed where I was working, and I shifted into outpatient orthopedics, manual therapy, sports medicine, and that's what I've done for the last 17 years. And you know what? I kind of like Jillian. I love it all. I really love it all. I moonlight now at some skilled nursing facilities. I go cover vacations for some of the outpatient orthopedic clinics where I used to work. I do lots of different things. I've done pediatrics, and I love working with the littles. I love it. So I really do love it all. And it's I get a chance to connect with such a wide variety of people that it's just really – it's really pretty amazing.
I like to hear that. Actually, it's a good question, and it's a good answer.
But I will tell you that I have found that I love education.
Mm. Okay,
so
she's good
really
at it
love
too.
Teaching, I really do love teaching.
Oh, and people like to hear that because you love it when people when they love what they do. That's where the magic happens.
Right. She's really good at it. I can attest to that.
Good for you. We're so happy that you're with us today.
True.
Closing thoughts, Marcy.
Well, I think it's really an exciting program. I'm so grateful to Shasta College that we've been able to start this program, and the community needs it. We partner with over 60 clinical sites throughout the North State. We have people from the coast. We have people from Chico. We have people, you know, Fairchild up in Wairika. We have Mount Shasta. We have clinics everywhere that we partner with, and it's because there's a huge need in our North State for these professionals to come out and work, and Shasta College is on track, and our goal is to provide the highest quality education because we want, we're all clinicians. All of our faculty, our part-time faculty, there's 11 of them. There's 2 full-time faculty and 11 part-time faculty, and we're all clinicians. Our part-time faculty are all full-time clinicians who come take time off their regular jobs to come teach. And we all want to create clinicians that we all want to work with.
Right.
Right?
Quality that could stand clinicians. In for you, that you know that if I couldn't make it, would I put you in my spot?
Right. And I want to send, you know, I've been here for over 25 years working in physical therapy. And I want to be able to say about every single one of my students that goes through the program to any colleague of mine that I know, because I know most of them in this area, yes, you should hire them.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. And Jillian, congratulations
thank
tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate
what is
it.
What does the graduation ceremony look like?
So it's tomorrow night. And
is it cap and gown?
No, not quite. It's okay. Going to be more of a formal, you know, we're going to get dressed up ceremony type of a thing.
Walk up on stage, get a diploma.
Yes, they'll be up on stage. They don't actually get their diploma yet.
Right.
Only
yeah.
because Shasta College only does one major graduation per year, and that's
okay.
in May, where okay. they confer the – so they'll graduate. They'll technically receive their degree.
Right.
They can sit for their licensure. So tomorrow night we're going to celebrate them, and it's similar to what the nursing program would do with a pinning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
we're gonna celebrate the students. We're gonna introduce them all. We're gonna celebrate with their families,
right.
and kind of a big deal, right?
Oh,
and
it is a big deal. We were at our daughter's pinning ceremony in Albuquerque.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I've threatened this class that if they don't come back and walk in May with their caps and gowns and walk across the stage and have their names called for the physical therapist assistant degree, because they're the very first ones.
Right.
They are the very first ones ever
you
at
better.
Shasta College. So
yeah.
I want all 16 of their names to be read and President Weiss to shake their hand.